We get the latest in a confusing chain of events surrounding lame duck laws from Republican state lawmakers and how that set off a fight over legal settlements. A law that affects the attorney general is causing a delay in more than a dozen lawsuits, apparently, that the state is trying to settle that could ultimately bring in millions of dollars. Patrick Marley covers the state capitol for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, there have been a lot of twists and turns this week, Patrick, but I want to go back to this law that changed in that lame duck session back toward the end of last year before Governor Evers came on board. What is the law in question that's impacting the attorney general now?
So the law did a lot of things that limited the powers of the governor and the attorney general. And the issue that has come to the surface in the recent days is a provision that requires the Joint Finance Committee of the legislature to sign off on certain legal settlements. The attorney general, Josh Call, and lawmakers have been going back and forth behind closed doors for months trying to figure out a process by which things get approved, and they can't come to agreement on that.
So the law didn't specify exactly how the Joint Finance Committee was supposed to sign off on these lawsuits. Is that right?
Well, so there's a few disputes. One dispute is over which settlements have to go before the committee. They can't agree on that. The attorney general says there's only a narrow class of cases that qualify. The Republican lawmakers believe a broader set of lawsuits must come before them. So that's one issue. The second issue is when you have one that both sides agree must get approval from the Joint Finance Committee, the attorney general says that a lot of precautions need to be taken to keep information confidential because of attorney-client privilege and because the settlements haven't been finalized. So he wants the lawmakers to sign non-disclosure agreements, putting them and the same confidentiality requirements that the Department of Justice lawyers have. Lawmakers, both Republicans and Democrats, but for different reasons, have refused to sign any non-disclosure agreements.
Yeah, that's been. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah. Well, so the Attorney General says he can't present the information they want to them so that they can approve these settlements.
So we ended up with a meeting, it sounds like, this week where Attorney General Call wanted to meet with lawmakers about settlements, but couldn't really specify which settlement. So there was this case where lawmakers didn't know what they were meeting about. Reporters didn't know what anybody was talking about. Is that right?
That's right. So it's frustrating if you're a reporter and you don't know what's going on, but at this time, reporters had the benefit of lawmakers also not knowing what was going on. So the public's completely in the dark. We still don't know what this particular case that came up was about. They met partly in open session, partly in closed session, but because nobody signed the non-disclosure agreements, they didn't get a full briefing on what's going on. And they've tried to resolve this in the days since then, but still really haven't settled the matter.
Can you talk, Patrick, about the kinds of lawsuits that might be out there where somebody's supposed to be paying Wisconsin something?
Right. So they're all over the place. They can be very high-profile cases to the most run-of-the-mill, really non-headline-grabbing case you might think of. So one that would be out there, though we haven't seen this one specifically coming before the Joint Finance Committee, but likely would eventually have to go there, is over the Oxycontin or opioids. The Attorney General here, like Attorney Generals all over the country, have sued Purdue Pharma over its marketing of that drug, and Purdue Pharma is now talking about trying to reach some kind of master settlement with 2,000-some cases. That is one, presumably, that would eventually have to go to the Joint Finance Committee. But there's also things like, you know, $4,000 here or there of somebody who had a routine lawsuit and the state has some kind of interest in it because perhaps a government program paid for part of the services in question, like somebody's if they were injured, maybe Medicaid paid for their health care, and somebody else is now suing that individual, and the state would have to get reimbursed if some other provider was responsible for that person's health care costs.
Talking to Patrick Marley from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about confusion and delay at the state capitol when it comes to the state receiving settlements, receiving money in settlements. A change in the law back in December required the legislature's Joint Finance Committee to sign off on some, all, settlements with the attorney general, disputes over exactly how that's supposed to work. So another step in this, Patrick, this week, apparently Republicans, at least, on the Joint Finance Committee, the legislature's budget money committee, hired a lawyer to sign something sort of on their behalf. What happened there?
That's right. So after lawmakers were unwilling to sign these non-disclosure agreements that the attorney general wanted them to sign, Republican leaders on the committee this week hired an attorney who they had signed a non-disclosure agreement, and they were under the belief that if they hired this attorney and had him sign this non-disclosure agreement, that would provide the same guarantee of confidentiality as if each individual member had signed it. So it was sort of this workaround to have an attorney sign the non-disclosure agreement instead of the lawmakers. But within hours of them doing that, the nonpartisan research office for the legislature put out a memo that said that, in fact, that did not bind the lawmakers to confidentiality. So it's unclear what's going to happen there. The attorney general hasn't given his own opinion of whether that non-disclosure agreement would in fact be binding on the lawmakers, but it seems that it didn't really get them very far in trying to resolve this issue.
And the attorney general now has said, at some points he has said, hey, wait, we got a ticking clock here. Some of these settlements we have to get resolved sooner. We could lose money. And it seems like maybe he's said, no, wait, that's not true anymore.
Right. So there's more than a dozen cases that we know of that are sort of simmering out there. And this all came to a head in recent days because last week the attorney general said there was a case that suddenly had become very urgent and that the Joint Finance Committee had to sign off on it by 11 a.m. today. And so that's why they met earlier this week. That case remains a mystery. They couldn't reach agreement on how to proceed. Then they hired this attorney and had the attorney sign the non-disclosure agreements. And then late yesterday, the attorney general's office alerted lawmakers that whatever pressing need there was for this to be addressed by today had gone away. He says he can't tell us why that's changed. Republicans are very skeptical that the, right as we get to this impending deadline, it disappears. But he says it may come back. They're going to have to deal with it sometime. It's just unclear how soon they have to act.
Now, Governor Evers has talked about this, and it sounds like he's kind of sympathetic with lawmakers who say they don't want to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
That's right. So there's two different views here about why there's a reluctance to sign non-disclosure agreements. The Republicans say, we're going to consider all of this in closed session. You can take us at our word. We don't have to sign a piece of paper saying that we'll keep this confidential. Of course we'll keep this confidential. The Democratic lawmakers say, we don't think this law should exist at all. We're not going to sign some secrecy pledge. This is totally ridiculous. We have nothing. We want nothing to do with it. Governor Evers is sort of siding with the Democratic lawmakers and saying this process is a mess. Lawmakers should be open and transparent, and so he would be reluctant to sign a secrecy agreement as well. But he's also backed up Josh Call, who's a Democrat, the attorney general, saying, well, he's been forced into this position, and this is really the only thing he can do because of the way the lame duck laws are written.
Patrick, are there avenues open now where people are trying to resolve this and make this settlement process work more smoothly?
Well, they're still trying to work out what that will be. In the meantime, you know, there's three pending lawsuits over the lame duck laws themselves. And one of the issues at play in at least a couple of those lawsuits is how this matter is handled. So one of those cases is before the state Supreme Court. Potentially another one will be soon. And you can bet both sides will be going to the state Supreme Court to say, look, we have this problem. You've got to clean it up. Either, you know, the Democrats would say wipe out that part of the lame duck law. The Republicans would say make Josh Call do what we want in terms of how we're going to handle these court settlements.
And Patrick, as we wrap up, you've been covering stuff at the state capitol for quite a while now. Is it just me or is this kind of a weird one?
This is super bizarre. But that's what's exciting about covering state government because, you know, a lot of things happened during Act 10 that were unprecedented and unusual. Things like the state Senate meeting and a committee of the state Senate or the state legislature meeting where many people couldn't get into the building, couldn't get into the room. That led to a whole bunch of lawsuits. And so, you know, it seems like in Wisconsin politics, there's always something weird and unusual and new.
And we still have jobs because of it, Patrick. Thanks a lot for joining us.
That's right. Thank you.
That's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel State Capitol reporter Patrick Marley. He was with us to talk about the state attorney general and the legislature's finance committee wrangling over settlements involving the state. Millions of dollars ultimately at stake here.